at the top. So, first line. The Tanya, we learned. The Brisa.
Not Brisa, Brisa.
The stuff with the Daf Aleph. We have got Brisa, but Aleph. Okay, the Tanya, we learned the Brisa. Shnayim Shutayim Mishtar. Two people who were holding on to a star. Zomer Shali, this is actually a case of Bavli too. This guy said it's my document. Bavli Meni, in other words, the lender says it's my document. I lost it. You stole me the money. Zomer Shali, the borrower says, no, it's my document. Who? Shaprati Vloch. I already paid it back to you, so therefore it was in my possession. Iskar Shtar B'chosomov, Diva Rebbe. According to Rebbe, the star must be sustained by its signatories. Meaning, not by the signatories themselves, but we are bringing aid in. And then, once we sustain the star, then they divide it in half. In other words, the star before it's sustained is meaningless. Once it's sustained, then you divide it in half. Diva Rebbe. Ram Gamliel, it's a typo, it's a very obvious typo. It should be Ram Shim Ben Gamliel. That's where it is in all the other parallel places. Ram Shim Gamliel Ber. Yachloku. The Rishon Gamliel says that the Yachloku they divide up even without Eidus. And the Machlokus between Rav and Rishon Gamliel is whether Moida B'shtar Shakos V'Tzarch L'Kaimo. Somebody concedes he wrote the Shtar. There's an Ekium besides that. So Rebbe holds it does. And therefore, in order to divide up equally, you need Kium. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds no. Once the guy conceded it was a valid star, it doesn't need Eidus besides that. And therefore, you don't need additional testimony in order to sustain it. They divide up equally the amount mentioned in the star, which means the borrower pays half of what the loan was. Rav Lezlet says, everything goes after whoever's holding on to the witnesses. Because witnesses are the primary part of the star. That's interesting. The Bavli, Rabbi Lez says something else. Rabbi Lez says in the Bavli that everything goes after the Toichef. The Torah star has two parts, the Tophis and the Torah. The Tophis is the more less significant part, the Torah is the more significant part, which is the names and the amount. And there Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says it doesn't make a difference who's holding it to what, and divide it equally. So Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is not brought down here at all. And there, Rabbi Lez is, and here Rabbi Lez's opinion is brought down differently than the Bavli, again, because the Bavli, it says, whoever's holding on to the Torah win, and here it says, whoever's holding on to the Edom wins. So Tesis, in Dav Zayin, in the Bavli, says that Yushalmi holds, and I think we've seen this in Gittin, Yushalmi holds Edi Chasima Karti. We go after the signing witnesses, the witnesses who are signed on it, and therefore the witnesses are significant. Whereas the Bavli holds Edim Sirakarti, that the primary Edim on the Edim who witnessed the delivery of the star. So therefore, whoever's holding on to the Edim on the star is not as consequential. Because that's if the primary Edim is the Edim in the star, like the Bavli says, like the Ushami says, so then whoever holds on to the Edim wins. If the primary witnesses are the witnesses who's witnessed the document being given over from the loiver to the malver, from the borrower to the lender, so then the Edim are secondary, and then whoever is holding on to the primary part of the star is the one who wins. Amra Chizachis said, in Shmatune, if you heard such a thing, that it depends who's holding on to the witnesses, then Kaasis Rav Shim, it's going like Rav Shim and Gamliel. It's going like Rav Shim Gamliel, because Rav Shim Gamliel is the one who says that we look at they divide up the star even without witnesses based on the grabbing. So therefore it also depends who's grabbing what. However, according to Rebbe, who says that you sustain the star, you bring Eidus as to the validity of the star. Once the Eidus is brought, it seems the star stands on its own and we no longer look at who's grabbing what part of it. So therefore, only according to Shingam Leo, do we say that what you're holding on to star is significant, and therefore we might look at who's holding on to the Edim. According to Rebbe, it makes no difference. Okay? Now, fascinating case, there's actually not in the Bavli. Zelmer Chetzishli, there are two guys who are fighting. One guy says, half of this object is mine. But Zelmer Chetzishli does that a third of it is mine. Now, what's fascinating about this case is that what's a half plus a third? 8, 5, 6. Half of the third is 5, 6. So they're not. So 1/6 of this talus, let's say, is no man's land, right? Nobody's claiming it. The Bavli never have such a case. In all cases in the Bavli, the claims overlap. Here the claims underlap. So it's a unique case. So what kind of shvuah you take in this case? So the Yerushalmi is a unique position. And I should say that a lot of people change gears in the Yerushalmi to reflect a certain Tosefta. But I don't think they're correct about this because it's too much of a difference, and I think the Tosefta is a different case. So what the Baal Yerushalmi actually says is that, again, one guy claims a half and the other guy claims a third. We're on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are we're three lines for
after the Mishnah?
No, before Mishnah. Four lines before Mishnah.
Four.
This is the facts which I said to the Aguda and to Gear. Okay. You're going to be upset. Okay. One guy says a half, one guy says a third. So I'm a chetishli. The guy who says half is mine. Yeshava she'en lebal pochas mervia. He's got to take an oath that he doesn't have less than a quarter. Which is half of his claim. The guy who says the third is mine, he's got to take an oath that he doesn't have less than a sixth. Which makes no sense whatsoever. Because in this case, let them both take a shvuah on their full claim. Because this guy's claiming only half, and this guy's claiming a third, right? So there's no overlap. So why can't they just take a shvuah on their whole claim? Right? Okay. So facts asking that we be involved in the seal and asking for him to get a speaking slot. Okay. So close your door. The black hat. That's where we're aiming for. Okay. Close your door. Close your door. The general principle is Eino Nishba Ela Chati Shahoda. The general principle is Lopluk, even though it makes no sense here, the way the rabbis set out the principle is you always take a shvuah on half of what you claim. In other words, they made that principle where each guy says Kula Shali, right? Each guy says Kula Shali, so they said what each guy says the whole thing is mine, and the claims overlap. And we said it, say, we don't want them to take a shvuah, which makes them liars. Because that's terrible, because in that case, brings everything into suspicion. So they each one takes a shvuah that they don't have less than half. Because that way, they don't make themselves liars, because they claim they have the full amount. They're not saying they only have half. They're saying we don't have less than half, right? And they don't make the ultimate result a lie, because they end up each taka with half, because we divide it in half. There, it makes sense, so that was essential. Here, it makes no sense to have to take a shvuah that I possess. One guy takes a shvuah, well, I don't have less than a quarter. And the other guy takes a shvuah, well, I don't have less than a sixth. Because there's no clash between the two of them. Yet, nevertheless, because in that case, it makes all the sense in the world to have to take a shvuah, I don't have less than half. And you take a shvuah in half of your claim. So Rabbanan made a blanket principle. You always take a shvuah and half of your claim. Okay? That you don't have less than half of what you're claiming. That's the way they set it up. Okay? Again, that's not in the Bavli. Next Mishnah. Hoyenstein Roch Vin Elochabes. Hoyenstein Roch Vin Elochabes. Two people riding on an animal. The Oshoya Echad Rochuv, or one was riding, the Chamachim one was walking. Now, they were holding on to the animal. The rider's holding on to it. The walker is leading it. So therefore, each one has a grip on the animal, halachically speaking. Zomer Kula Shali, Vizomer Kula Shali. This guy says completely mine, and this guy says completely mine. Zay Shava, same thing we said before. Zay Shava Shaylo Bachos Michetza. This guy takes those, he doesn't know less than half. Zay Shava Shaylo Bachos Michetza. And this guy takes who doesn't have less than half. Yachok, and they divide up the worth of the animal. When is that true? Bismachim Moidim. Bismachim Moidim, when they concede. Now, concede is a little bit difficult. What exactly they're conceding? So the Bnei Moshe brings down that the concession is about a different case. that if somebody concedes that his friend that he that that somebody the other guy found it, and he, the guy says he found it and picked it up for the other guy, and then he changed his mind, right? If he conceded he picked it up for the other guy, and then he changed his mind, then the other guy gets it. Because I'm Bilam Mitzil Chavero, Kana Chavero, right? So since you said you picked it up for the other person, so therefore you have to give it to the other person. But but that doesn't seem like the Pashim Shah and the Mishnah. Pashim Shah and Mishnah sounds like they're both Modeh, means they don't argue. The Pashim Shah means that each side holds they have half. Oshie Shlamedim, or they have witnesses, each one has witnesses that they actually were involved equally in acquiring the animal. They divided the animal without any oath. I'm Ravuna. Ravuna said, "Tanei Tamon." We learned over there. In this case, it brought down also in Bavli, but not in the same way. In Bavli also in Kedushin, Dav Samechay. Ishu Shoyts Ruchuva Gabe Behema. It's a wacko case. They have a woman riding on an animal. Ushnayim Anigim also. And two men are leading the animal. Of the Omra, she says, Elu Avadai, these are my slaves, these two guys. Vachamor, and the donkey, Vamasui, and the cargo, Shali, is mine. Vizel Mer, guy number one says, no, Zuishti, this is my wife on the camel. Vizel Avadi, the other guy, he's my slave. Vachamor, Vamasui, Shali, and the donkey, the animal, and the cargo are mine. Vizel Mer, the third guy says, Zuishti, this is my animal. Vizabdi, and this other guy is my slave. Vachamur v'amasui shali, and the donkey and the cargo are mine. So what happens in this case? So Tzricha gave his name, she needs to get from both of them. Utzricha l'shachar's name, and she has to release both of them. Mishnayim v'shachar and zetzen, they both release each other. But chamur v'amasui, in the donkey and in the load, shloshan shavim, they're all equivalent. Okay? As I said, this is a wacko kind of case. A couple of differences between the Bavli and Rishabi in this case. The first of all, the Bavli says that the Bavli says that she gets her ksuva from the bundle, from the cargo, because they both can claim that she was their wife. So it's true. If you went to each one, you could say, well, she can't be married to two guys, so she couldn't be able to get ksuva from both of them. But since both of them are claiming the bundle, so she should certainly get her ksuva off the top of the bundle before she splits, right? But here the Yerushalmi doesn't say such thing. Yerushalmi argues on it. Yerushalmi says the three of them are equal. Also, the Rashi in Kedushin says that the chamor and the masui, they're all equivalent, but they don't divide it. They leave it till Eliyahu Navi comes, since we don't know how to divide it equitably. Here it says they actually divide it in three. So question, but then there's a broader question, which is, why does she need a get? Why should we believe her, especially from two of them? Why should we believe them? And why do they need releases? Why should we believe each one claims they're the free man? What then modest does the other guy have to say, you're my wife or you're my slave? So Zamudi Yushalayim at the bottom has a long discussion of this. And he says, one other thing before I get to Zamudi Yushalayim. There are Yosher as bothered by the difference between the Bavli and Yushalmi about Ksuva. It says Yushalmi holds that Metalkli and are not Meshuba to Ksuva. Yushalmi holds the Bavli. Obviously holds it is, because holds her ksuva comes from the cargo, but the Ushami holds her, the metalid are not meshuba to ksuva, and therefore her ksuva does not come off the top of the cargo, but rather she distributes equally. So the Amadi Ushami says, of course again it's not needed, and Shtar Shirchu is not needed. It's all about people who want to release themselves from suspicion, right? They don't want to be involved in anything which is suspicious, so therefore, you know, in order to prevent any Lashon Hara, They released each other and gave a get to each other. But Lemaisa, after all said and done, they each have equal claim to the cargo and to the donkey, right? They each have equal claim. And the marriage and Eved claims, which each one levied against the other, are bogus. So sin, there is no credibility. So therefore, since everything is contradicted, let me make it more clear. It's not just their bogus claims. Every claim is contradicted by the other claims involved. So no claim here has any validity. We reject all of them. So therefore, after you strip everything away, the only thing that's left is you have three people holding onto a donkey, three people holding onto the cargo, discard the whole get issue, and you have divide equally. That's what the Yerushalmi holds. Throughout all the tainus, and therefore there can be no ksuva, even if they give kitten or share shtar shir in order to prevent suspicion, and therefore the cargo gets divided and the donkey get divided up equally among all the participants in this sordid affair.
And they don't have to swear it's not like
Shabbat. What?
It's not like they don't have to swear that each one has less than half or less than a third of the...
That's a question. They might have to swear. I don't know about that. Maybe they do have to swear usually.
Because like I said, you strip away all the bogus claims and you let them shine, in this case, Shlosha the Talis or the cargo.
You're probably right. You probably do have to, we would have to take a shul each one out of the third. Makes sense. Maybe that's what Rashi said over there in Kiddushin when he argues in the Bible. You're showing me that it's just Munachachi of Elio. Because the Shvuah. May, you know, some, for some reason, the shvua can't be taken properly here. I'm not sure exactly why not. But, yeah, you're right. You probably do have to make a shvua. Okay. Hoy rochel abeim, guys, riding animal. Verozim tzia, sees him tzia. Varma chavena says it's red snaily. Give it to me. Vinotla. Varma, he took it, he says, anizo chisibo. The friend takes it. And says, I'm keeping it. I'm not giving it to you. Zochaba, so the friend zochen it. The Mishnaslo, if however you gave it a rate to the guy riding, it says, takes his mind, it says, no, you know what, Amar, Anizachisiba Betchila. It was mine originally, Lo Amar Klum. The statement is null and void. In other words, he has to pick it up and say, I pick it up for myself. But not after he gives it to the other guy, change to say, no, I picked it up for myself to begin with. That doesn't work. It says, Amar Mietzahitza says, Hadoi Hilchasa, this halacha, Leish Maminal Klum, you can't derive anything from it, vis-a-vis the question of whether Magbiya Metzila Chavero works. There's a question later on in the paragraph tonight. When I pick up a Metzia for you, is that a Val Kinyan? Or do you have to pick up a Metzia for yourself? So, Mar Mishnah, you can't deduce anything. Lomi Rosha, not the beginning of the Mishnah, Lomi Seifa, not from the end of the Mishnah. Also. Our Mishnah says, if you're out riding an animal, said to your friend, Tanioli, give it to me. Vinotlan, he took it, and he says, Anizo Chisiba. And he said, take it, says, I merited it. Zochaba, right? He merited it. So, Ilamar Zochali, Zocha. It could be that Magbiya Metzila Chavero does work. If there could be that the friend on the donkey said, not Tanio, give it to me, but Zocha for me. Then Taka, once he picked it up, maybe the friend and the donkey would be Zochet. And maybe Magbiya Metzila Chavero does work. Although here, the guy who's picking up can legitimately say, I did not pick it up for you. So because the guy on the donkeys misspoke and said, give it to me, not be Zochet, not acquired for me. So from the ratio, there's no indication Magbiya Metzila Chavero doesn't work. Also, now here there's a whole bunch missing, which is Shartari Stroll, and basically the Scorio puts in the Scorio manuscript, which is about a whole line from outside. Imi Shinoslov, the Sefer of the Mishnah says, if once you gave it over to the guy in the donkey, Omar, the guy on the ground says, Anizo Chisi Batchila, I acquired it first, Lomar Klum, we don't accept it, he says, that maybe, you would think that it's a Raya, the Makbiya Metzila Chavero, Kona Chavero, right? That if you pick up something for your friend acquires it, right? Because here it says once you give it to him, you can't claim it back. That's not a right either. Perhaps if it's before it was given over to the individual on the donkey, I feel, maybe even if the guy on the donkey said, acquire it for me, perhaps it doesn't work. In other words, so the ratio can't be, doesn't work. Because perhaps the reason why it doesn't go to the guy on donkeys is because he said, give it, and not acquire for me. And for the Sefer, you can't acquire them, Magvim Atzil Chavero does work, although it does go to the guy on donkey, because that's perhaps only because he already gave it to the guy on the donkey, right? But if he had not given it to the guy on donkey, so therefore even if he picked it up for the guy, perhaps that taka doesn't work, and that Magvim Atzil is not a raya, not a kinyan. So heavy leish mami no klum lomi reishim lomi seifa. That's what we mean to say. From this Mishnah, you can derive nothing as to whether Magbir Metzia L'Chavero works. It purely is an issue of circumstance, which might truly be an issue of circumstance, not an issue of any svara whatsoever.
He's making him a shliach to be korna the object. So shliach can korna for somebody else.
He's not a shliach.
Why, he said, kick it up for me. Isn't he making him a...
Shliach can't be corner for you.
Oh, he has to give it to him. He's picking up and give it to him.
Right. I can't make a kid for you. I can make a kiddushin for you. Because that's a chalois. I can make a halachic effect for you. But I can't make a kid in for you. What I can do, if the moicher wants me to make a kid in for somebody else, I can do that. That's a different mechanism. That's chiyah. The koine, that's the whole question here. When you only have das koine and not das makne, does it work? Das makne, if there's a sale going on, the person selling can say to the person who's to the second party, acquire for the third party, because at that point he's the bilingual. But you can never. So that's the whole question is whether the person who's going to acquire can make an agent to acquire for him. That's precisely the point. Am I making that clear? So okay. You need to have das makta. The question is where there is no makta, there's no seller. Okay, halacha dad. Ros ha-metzia. You see an object, which is lo, a famous mission that we had back in Masech Tepea, basically. Ros ha-metzia manafa lo alev. You see a metzia, you fall upon it. Uvacher b'chzikba. And somebody else comes and grabs it. The guy who grabs it gets it. Falling on something is no kinyan. You don't acquire anything by kinyan. By falling out, you have to pick it up in order to be kinyan, right? Bro, similarly, Rosan Rotimachar Matia. We saw people running after Matia, Hartzvi Shover, after broken deer, Acha Gozolo, Shulapirchu. After birds which haven't flown, Varma says, Zachas Lisadi. It's in my field. Let my field be koiner for me. Zachas lo. So Zoche. Why? Because it's a chatzar mishtamer. The chatzar can safeguard it because it's a damaged deer, a damaged bird, or bird which is damaged. However, Yatzvi Ratzke Darko. If the deer was running in its normal fashion, or she goes those mafrichin, or the birds were flying, Varma Zelsi Sadi says my field shouldn't require for me Lar Marklum, it's not valid whatsoever, right? Because in that case, the field does nothing for you because it's not Mishtamer that they're going to just leave the other side. Now it's important to note that two caveats that Pei Moshe brings down. One is he's got to be standing next to his field. Because I can't stand here and say, let my field in Canada acquire stuff from me. I got to be standing next to it. And two, I'd be able to reach the deer or whatever's running my field. And that's why I talk about a broken-footed deer, because otherwise I can't reach it. So it has to be both within my field when I'm standing there and that I could technically reach the object in question. And that's the says more. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Omar Abakim Bardolia, Adam Zalchabe Mitzia, Gutoch Arba Amashlo. Person acquires something as a Mitzia, acquires a Mitzia if it's within his Dalit Amos. Rabbi Yochamar, Bushatipo Toch Yodo. If it's only if it will fall into his hand. Now, the Pnei Moshe doesn't write something which I particularly understand, but I think the Pshat is, I'm pretty sure the Pshat is from the word later on, is that he has to have, that which Arab Amos works is something where he can get to it first. and nobody else will get to it as quickly as he will get. But if you have something in your Abrahamus, it's closer to somebody else, excuse me, than to you, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not a valid kinyan. Because he has better, more governance on it than you. That's me. That you have at least an equivalent to perhaps even a better hand than the other individuals involved. So says the Gemara, I must see simply a Reish Lakish. Armich seems to argue Reish Lakish, who says that Metziah works in the Arba Amos, because it says, and the following Mishnah, not our Mishnah, or not on Mixas pay, if you take a little bit of pay, a nani takes a little bit of pay, with Zorak Bashar, and he tosses on the rest of the pay, ain Labuklum, doesn't work. How come he was tossing, his stuff isn't in 4 amos of the other stuff? So Omar, so he said, Tipotero, it's all about Bishalom, let's resolve, it's all about Bishalom, Ayuskuli, without Amoshali. I'm sorry, Bishalom, yeah, we didn't say, let my Dad Amos works. Right? If he said my Dad Amos should work, then it would Dad Amos would work. But he didn't deploy the Stakonis Chachomim, that's why the Arba Amos doesn't work. So, but otherwise, Arba Amos would, in which the Ani had entered, of the Peah which was there, would allow him to lay claim to the Peah which was still standing. Okay? Am I making that clear?
In the Mishnah, though, it says, the Rishi says that Misha Hichzik, if someone else comes along, even if it's in your Dalai, or someone else grabs it.
Right. We're going to ask that question. So, you're right. But as good as it says, parallel for a Sugi and Peah, so it has the same structure as Sugi and Peah. It doesn't mean another question about Metziah first. So, Masi is simply a Reish Lakish. Let's get that right. Umar the Basra says more. Look at the next case. Next case is Nafal Olav, Upires Talisolel. If you fell on the Peah and extended your talis on it, my beer no some humana. We take him away from there. How come? Od, and od, so says more. Od he b'shaloh amar yiskli by daud amoshli. The reason there is because also he didn't say my daud amos. He didn't say my daud amos, so that's why it doesn't work when he tosses something over it. Unless he says, I want my daud amos to acquire from me.
Getting chasing a fumble in football.
What?
And when you pounce on a loose football, when there's a fumble, and the players are, so the last person that has it is possession. But if the whistle blows, whoever has the ball at the time, it's his possession. So if he says, it's not almost Jim Lee, so that's like the whistle.
Yeah, but not if he falls on it. Right?
Even if someone falls on it afterwards, but he yelled out Dalai
Lama. Right, so it's his, right.
It's the same thing. If someone else falls on it afterwards, but the whistle blew already, then the first.
Okay, if that comparison helps you to understand the Gemara better, it was okay. Okay. Says Gemara. But Tani, so serious a question like this. Shlaim Shim is Kachim Omer, the two guys who were working at an Omer. A pile of grain, which was left in a sheaf. Ubani, I think that's the thing that's called Shishicha. Uva Ani, and an Ani came, Mechatafa, and grabbed it. Lifneim, from in front of them, Zachavo. How come? What about the Daud Abbas? It says, Ma'odi, there's also a Bamshlo, my Yisli, Arba Amishli. He said, didn't say I want my 4 albums to acquire from me. But you know, then what about our case? Let's have Matiya of an Uphol. You saw Matiya and fell upon it. Somebody else came and machzik it. Well, grabbed onto it. Shichzi b'zeh shalosig b'zochaba. Ram to the Daud Amos. Top of Gimel Amrav. Oh, he armish is also there about b'shulam ma'yitzkli b'le Daud Amos. He didn't mention his Daud Amos. He didn't mention his Daud Amos, so he doesn't have the Daud Amos. Says more Bothni, and now here it gets a little bit tricky. I'm going to learn this like Lieberman and like the Mecha Mayim learned. Okay? Now, this is a question not on Reish Lakish about Arba Amos. It's a question of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's got to be Tipo Soch Yoda. To Tipo Soch Yoda, we tight stuff means it's got to be that he has sole initial jurisdiction on it. Anybody else will take longer to get there, he will get to the object first, right? So, says Gemara, What about this case? Korov lo migureshes. Korov lo ain't a migureshes. If you threw a get and landed closer to her, she's divorced. Threw a get and landed closer to you, she's not divorced, right? Now, the Gemara is assuming, and the Yerushalmi never makes such an assumption, but the Gemara is assuming that, I'm sorry, not the Yerushalmi, the Bavli never makes such an assumption, but the Yerushalmi makes an assumption, I'm confusing myself, the Yerushalmi makes an assumption that we're talking where they're both the husband and wife within Dalet Amos. It's not, the get in Gittin in the Bavli is even talking about a get where there was no Dalet Amos. It has to be Korav law, it's already did a Vanasam law. You don't need to have Dalet Amos with your Kenyan. It has to be giving what's close to her even when it's more of Amos away from her. So it's closer to her than it is to her husband. But according to Yerushalmi, according to the Mechamayim Lieberman, mostly Lieberman also Mechamayim, in this case, Mechamayim only really had something at the end. But according to the Yerushalmi, I'm talking about cases of both in Dalet Amos. And he throws the object, he doesn't have a very strong arm at all. Throws it 6 to 8 feet, right? So if it's closer to her, she's a Mugresh. It's closer to him, and a Mugresh, right? So there it says that Mechta, also if it's 50-50. Mugresh is Fein Mugresh. It's a Mugresh is Fein Mugresh. It's partial Gerushin and partially not Gerushin. Now, Abila has made this all a question. The question is on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, how could she ever get it? She doesn't have tipol soch yodo because he's inches away, right? So it's in Dalet Amos of both of them. So he's inches away from the same get, right? And he's probably faster and stronger than she is. So who is it? Tipol soch yodo? Remember, we said according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's got to be tipol soch yodo. That means that it's mamish within your jurisdiction. So overwhelmingly, and the other person stands very little chance of getting it, but here he stands pretty good chance. If they're almost exactly equidistant from a get with
this, giving her the get, he doesn't want to.
What?
He's talking about the get.
Whether he wants to or not, but it should be the Dalet Amos shouldn't work.
It's overlapping Dalet Amos.
Okay, so overlapping.
Sharing.
No, so Rabbi Yochanan holds overlapping Dalet Amos doesn't work. That's exactly the point. So how it works here? He holds it's got to be sole jurisdiction, those Dalet Amos. No, that means, if you walk down the street, Rishus Harabim and Dalet Amos might not work anyway. But let's say if you walk down the street, Rishus Harabim, you can't say, my Dalet Amos. Why? Because there are other people in that Dalet Amos. You can't be kind with your Dalet Amos. Problem with that? So that's what it's saying. So it says the Gemara.
Analogy is not similar. Because one is where there's a chetza that two people are going to want, and the other one is a get, where obviously he wants to give it to her. So it's not like...
Maybe the moment left his hands, he had chetza. How do you know? He really is doing the wrong thing. Okay, be down the cuffs close. So in any event, so says the Gemara. Now, again, everybody here has difficulties with this, and a lot of people want to change the gear, so... But Chizki Amar B'schar Lavur Mastisa. We'll learn again, like the Lieberman and the Mechamayim, that what happens is that in Echonami, the get is, as the case may be, invalid, right? Get is invalid. It's not to be nicknamed with Dalet Amos, no matter where it lands within Dalet Amos, closer to her, closer to him, closer to her. The issue is rather whether you have to pay a cipher over a get to write a second get. Who's got to pay the second time? So if the get was closer to him, who has to pay the second time?
He does.
If the get was closer to who has to pay a second time? She does. So it's purely an issue. This Korav law, according to Chizkiya, it's an amazing concept. And that's why it really doesn't appear that way anywhere else where the sugya appears in Shas. That's where a lot of people change around the Kirtzoy. According to Pasha Kirtzoy every year, this case of which you're talking about is a case where you have the bottom line issue. A case where you have a issue not about the get itself. The get itself is about the gerusha itself. Gerusha is definitely not good. The question is rather who's going to pay for the next get to be written. Okay? Hey, so when the kasha asks a kasha like this. Now, this kasha is based on actually Lieberman brings down a story here, which was, I think it was Mechanish on his own, but maybe not. He says, Yerushalmi very often asks questions based on Midrashim it doesn't bring down. It has a Medrash, it doesn't bring down a Medrash, and that's the question anyway. So the interesting Medrash in Yalkut Rus, Tov Reish Gimel, it says that David HaMelech, Rus said she was very poor. So Hashem says to her, you see yourself poor. Eventually you're going to have from coming out from you a descendant, a king, who's going to be makdish 100,000 bucks to the base of Mikdash in one day. Where was this such a thing? When David overwhelmed Goliath, it says all the women threw money at him. And that day it says, this pasuk more or less. I, my poverty, prepared the way for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash or the
alternative is.
And for the Beis HaMikdash. I prepared lots and lots of money. And Lamaisa, Vehechi, what do we tell you about? I pay a lot to my. I'm sorry. David HaMelech says he prepared. I'm sorry, I lost my. It's wrong, isn't it? David HaMelech says that I and my poverty prepared lots of money for the mini base of Mikdash, and that's considered to be the initial the limud of. What do we learn from there? The Kenyan of. Yeah, Don Amos. Right. King of Don Amos. Because otherwise, how can he be marketed to the base of Mikdash, all those things which are, you know, not really his yet. So I asked Machino, I see, I am my property. Where were the Kelim he was by Makdash? Even the Sunni Besochiyah, Besochiyah, if they're in his hands, Osher, who was very rich. And poor, you got all his kids. And if they talk about, if they're not his, but he doesn't have sole jurisdiction, can a person be Maknish son which is not his? Right? So if it's not his, it can't be Maknish. Heavy Omer, so we're talking about when the Sunim we talk about Amashulo, we're talking about when the Mitzia was within Daud Amos of the, from who? What?
Of David,
right. So,
he wasn't Rishus and Rabbi, but he.
Well, I don't know if it's Rishus and Rabbi, it could have been a Carmelist, but he did get. So here we learn the Kenyan of Daud Amos. From his being poor, he at the same time given to the Beis HaMikdash. Being poor means he didn't have physical possession, right? And nevertheless, he was able to give the Beis HaMikdash as a donation. Okay? We accept all donations. So it says the Gemara. Rabbi Yamit said, "Mao boni." He said, "No, different show. What does it mean? I was impoverished. Shein ashus lifnei mishom avoy ayolam. How could David Mel call himself rich in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Saying, I'm a rich guy. I made a chodesh for the Beis Hamikdash. Doesn't pass. Not proper. Right? We always say la nius daiti. Very rarely do you have somebody who says la shirus daiti. Right?" So you have to be humble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So, Dov Rav and interpretation, Shoyo Misane, that Dov HaMelech is the fast, who Makri Sudos HaShemayim, then he gave his, the redemption of his meal to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what's called Niboni. It was always the hungry, I guess. Tani, we learned. Hoi Meis Keli Beisi. If somebody says, let my house, which is a house which is not Meshumar, it's not a Meshumar, it's not a house which is preserved. Says that my house be acquired a mitzvah which fell into it. Lo amar klum, it doesn't work at all. Except yotza shame le mitzvaso. If everybody in the caveat Ariskoria hold puts it yotza shame le mitzvaso shom. It's even your chata which is not guarded. I be eder ain their vase. If everybody knows this is Yaakov's mitzvah, yotza shame. Then that chaser plus name makes it his, which is not a concept of the Bavli. but the chotzer plus the name works. So yotzer shein mitzioso dvorav kayon. Says Marakado, what's a case like this? The Rabbi Yeboa Barbina, the Rabbi Barbina, the sharecropper, the tenant on the state of Rabbi Barbina, saw the deacon. He went up to a palm tree. Ashkakuzol, and he found chicks, benastun, and they fled away. But they fled in the vicinity. As a shoyl rab, and here he came and asked rab. Anybody goes crazy. Why this sugya is brought together in conjunction with previous sugya? But the ksav yad is koriyal as of girsa here, which is not in the Bavli, not in the Gemaras. And then it's like this. Other shoyl rab, he came and asked rab. And rab, what to do are the gozolos is. Amar lei, so rab said to him, Yotza shame lemitziyoscha. Did a name come out for your mitziyah? In other words, does everybody know that it's your mitziyah? Even though they flew off the tree? And he said, should be Omar lay low. He said, no, not everybody knows. Society knows. Omar lay, so he said, clue. He said, then you get nothing. Is that clear? So in any event, what we see here is that that in order to for it to work, in order for the birds on the top of the tree to belong to the Oris and really to Rabbi, what are we talking about? Rabbi Bo Bar Mina, it has to be Mishtamer. If it's not Mishtamer, it's not theirs. Okay? It's not, but that's not safeguarded. It has to have shame mitzia. It has to be known as his mitzia. I can't stress this enough, because all unfortunately we're a little bit crazy here. The Escorial manuscript changes everything, and they can't send a connection between the previous case and this case, but the Escorial makes it very clear. Because it has a dialogue which is not in our Gemara. So Rav asked him, Yotzo Shem Limitziascha. He said, it was Yotzo Shem Limitziascha, Omar Lay, and he said, lo. And the Ari said to say, no, nobody knows it's my Mitziah. So then, if that's the case, at the last end of the page, Omar Lay said, Rav retorted to the Ari, to check if that's the case, Klum! You get nothing. So it's not clear whether the way I just wrote it, read it, is correct, or whether you have to say the word low twice, because it's low yatzel shem mitzio. So as a chaza, so the sharecropper said, "Okay, we know what I better do. I better go and collect all the birds because they're not really ours. So I have to actually be kind of them independently. I can't rely on them being up in our tree because it's not yatzel shem mitzio be here." And it wasn't Chotzer Mishtamer. It wasn't safe kept, so I had to go collect it. Amar Bar Mina, who was the employer, Kashus Haveso was more than for me. Now here the Escorial makes an important change again, and it's the Mashbiach was mechamik to this change. Pretty neat. He said, Chazorosi Yotzer Mimtziosi. He said, the cost of his going and getting each bird independently cost me more than the Mitziah itself was worth. As he says, my sharecropper should be working for me instead of going and finding Mitziah's little birds, right? Even though he's taking little birds for me, the sharecropper, right? But in the expense of his going after little birds, his chazor to go after little birds, he spent more than he would have made as a regular, as a regular sharecropper doing his proper job. Okay? Halachay. Mitzias b'no vito k'danim. The mitzia of his son and daughter were minors. Ba'ad shechos k'danim and his Evan and Shivcha, which are non-Jews. So mitzias ishto and the mitzia of his wife. Harel shlo, they all belong to him, to the Baal Bais. Because these are all considered to be part and parcel of his household. However, Mitzias b'no bita g'doyim, they're adults. Vado v'shiv chasavrim, the Jewish slaves. Metzias ishto shekirsha, the metzias of his wife who divorced. Abi shalom nasno ksuvas, even though he hasn't yet given her ksuvah and hasn't yet severed all ties, I'm really sure they get to keep their own ksuvah. All right, the other hand said, when do I say them get to keep their own metzias? If they're not dependent on their fathers. I mean, it's really them, they're dependent financially on their fathers, which nowadays can last until old age, basically. So, mitzias and shalom. The mitzias belongs to the father. Okay?
It's if the father takes them as a tax deduction.
As a tax deduction, right. Okay? Reish lakish amar enadam zayil chaber mitzias. This is the machlis we alluded to earlier this evening. That says, a person cannot pick up a mitzias for his friend and be acquired for his friend. Amar Rabbi Law said, and here the Saviat Skoriel throws in another law. So it's Amar Rabbi Law, low, not low the Marei Shimon Law Kachin. Rabbi Shimon Law is never heard like that. Of course, the Shlokish holds that you can pick up Mitzvah for your friend. Rather, what did he say? El the kashle el the tani. We had a difficulty with that with children. The brayso. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Hasos apelasos b'chol melacha. If you hire a worker to work you in any type of activity, mitziyasu baal bais. The mitziyah goes to baal bais. Mitziyah goes to the owner. So why not to yourself? Why does it go to yourself? It must be magbiyam tziyah chaver lo kona chaver. That's what they deduced." The Rosh Hashanah held that if you pick up Mitzvah for your friend, no matter how innocuous, I mean, no matter how desirable it is for you to do this, lo kana chaveiro. Says the Gemara, at the same time, Mitzvah Saba Abayis. I'm skipped? I'm sorry. Yeah, I lost my train of thought. Sorry, I'm going back a line. So how does that work? I'm a shlokish. So mitzias goes to ba'abayis, that'd be magbiyam tzil chaveru kana chaveru. Sorry, that would work. I'm a shlokish. He said, Adam sheyesh bo reshus lachzor, tei mitziaso l'rabo. If a person has reshus to... I messed up something. One line before. Let's go back to Rabbi Law again. Rabbi Shimon Law says, so the Kashi had to, the difficulty is this. The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua said, so is the point of the last was Pachom Malacha. You are working to work at any Malacha for you, and Mitzvah also by Abayitz, and Mitzvah goes to the Baal boss, right? Because he's working for you. And that Reish Lakish argued. Reish Lakish said, Adam Sheyesh Bo Rishus Lachzol Boy. A pearl is not an Eved. He can renege in the middle of the day. To him, it's Yosel Rabbi. You think his Mitzvah goes to his master? That would imply ownership. Now, Rabbi Isai, what Rabbi Law meant to say is that Reish Lakish also is Magbiyah Mitzil Chavero Kona Chavero, perhaps, when you have the Das of the Magbiyah, when the guy who's looking up has in mind to be Zoicha. But you can't force a Poyo to be Zoicha for the Baal Bais. That doesn't work. You can hire a poel and say, I'll pay you to be Magbiyah Mitzias for me. But you can't force him to do. Why? Because a poel is not an ethic. You can't force him to do things which are not in line with what he perceives to be his job. Well, so says the Gemara, similarly, and if he picks it up, therefore he gets permission to keep it, has permission to keep it. Mavin Avdel Shivcha Zivrim. Now, long as I've lived with the is Evan Shivcha, which are Jewish, Lab Shivcha Zivrim is Evan Shivcha, which are Goyish. Rabbi Yehudah said, "Avu Shivchos Oivrim." It's an interesting dichotomy. I don't remember this from the Bavli, but he says, "I don't think it's there." Avu Shivchos Oivrim, Hovin Roshay L'Mishanei Somim Lachto. You can't take an Evid. If an Evid is a diamond cutter, you can't make him a janitor. And if it's a cobbler, you can't make him a blacksmith. Why is that? Does it, what's it also to do with an Eved Ivri? Because the Torah says, and I'll do with an Eved Ivri. Avodas Parach. What does Avodas Parach mean? What did Chazal say Avodas Parach was in Egypt? What's Avodas Parach? Heavy labor, right? Yeah, Chazal have a different structure. They say the men had to do the women's work, and the women had to do the men's work. So, because demeaning, that's Avodas Parach. So, demeaning work, you know how to do it. Demeaning work is defined as switching roles. So, therefore, an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kanani, you can make him do whatever you want. You can work him Avodas Parach. You can work him Avodas Parach. You can make him do anything. An Eved Ivri, you can't. An Eved Ivri is like a poil. He's like a poil who works for you without wages and twice as much because he works at night. But he's a poil. And therefore, he when he picks something up, it doesn't go to the Baal Bayis. Okay? Says the Gemara, it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Abba Shivcha Servim, Ovein Roshai Shalosim Imlachta, since you can't change it from their designated work, Metzios and Lats, when they get to keep their Metzios. Abba Shivcha Seknanim, Ho Vashai Shalosim Lachlam, since you can make them do whatever you want, Metzios and Rabbo, the Metzia goes to their masters. Hey, it's when they ask the Kasha, or Yishto, if that's kids, what about your wife? Shein Roshai Shalosim Imlachta, you can only make your wife Gemara says in the Ksuvas weave and knit, but you can't make her go and wash dishes. It's not a wife's job, right? So if that's the case, so if your wife, you can't make her do things which she's not in her line of work. So how can she picks up a mitzvah for you? You get it, right? It's not fair, right? So says the Gemara, I reached the. You can't change your work. That she picks up, you get. How do you know to make her change her work? It says over there, you compel her to work at wool. You can't compel her to do something else. So Rabbi Yassi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tam Acher B'Isha is another reason by woman. Ma Tam Acher B'Isha, what's the other reason? If you then make her let her take the Metzias to herself, they're going to get into all sorts of fights. What was a Metzias and what was not? So therefore, we made a low plume. And what do we say? Everything goes to the husband. Right? That's a low plume in our benefit, of course. But so what? We wrote the Gemara. We can write the rules, right? Says the Gemara.
Don't we also say Ishto Gufo?
That's a drush. That's not. That's doesn't have a lot of ramifications. Well, it does. It's not true. It does have a lot of ramifications, but not in this issue. I take it back. It does have a lot of ramifications, but obviously here for Chayshim Mishpat, that's not the case. Everybody wants their own money. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yasamar, a different pshat, Shlotei Mavrachas Nilsei Bala. She wants that she shouldn't steal her husband's property from Meres Metziahi and say, oh, who's yours? No, I found it. So in order that she shouldn't do that, so we say it all belongs to him. Hey, Tzimus has a question. Now the Yaskoria is a very different girsa here. Very different girsa. Very, very different girsa. But it's not, it basically comes out to the same thing. It doesn't come out exactly the same thing. But let me read. I'll stick to the girsa we have here anyway. Hey, so now ask a question like this. Be'edim? Is this true even if they're Edim? That if that she found she found this Metziah, there's not going to be any fight then, right? So if there's no fight, what's the issue? So Las Ruzel, so the reason why they ask for a case where they're Edim is a case where there are no Edim. Now let me read you what the Escorial does say. You know, the Escorial says like this, Ma Maki Benel, what's the difference between the two positions? Metzias Edim, if Edim see you, find it. Manrai means Nea Kdota, Sesmar, if the issue is Kdota, Ekan Kdota, what, just because they're Edim, they're not committing fights? They'll fight with the Edim too. So of course in this case, you should give it to the husband, right? We're afraid that she might take the property away from her husband and say, even in Edim it's no good, she can't get it, because they only ask her, the asserted this one because of that one. So in other words, they asserted all cases which are similar because getting mix-ups where she's going to try and be repetitious and do things on the slide. So in the case with the Aiden where she can't be repetitious, nevertheless they asserted as well. Metzias Yishtosh Gerso. Back to the one. The Metzias of his wife who divorced. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yachon said, Adam Shkir Shishol is a unique halacha to the Yerushalmi. Yosemite wants to connect this to several other halachas we have in the Yerushalmi. It's a famous Yerushalmi who had a couple of times where a guy divorced his wife and she went to marry somebody else, some big Tana, Amora, and their second wife turned out to be a beggar, a blind beggar, and eventually they came to the first husband's house and she didn't want to lead him in, and he started beating her and she let him in, and when her first husband saw how much he was suffering, so he supported them. Because there's a mitzvah mipsorchalti salim even by a divorcee. Okay? Even a divorcee, we had that somewhere at the beginning of Shas, maybe even Brachos, I don't remember where it was. So, anyway, so here's the Simmer Halach, and the Orsa Meach links the two. Rabbi Yosef Shem Reach says, Onim Shagir Shisto, a man who divorced his wife, Lord Nassau Ksuva, hasn't yet given her Ksuva, Chayim Mzoinaseh, he has to pay for a Mzoinas, Acheiti Lopruta Achroina. Until he gives her the last cent. By us, we don't hold as any mazonas after divorce, by the Urbali. Shami holds us to mazonas after divorce. The ksuva is the ptur for mazonas, not the get, the ksuva. Says Amar B'Yosef, he said, Masi Samake, we see in our Mishnah. Metzias Yishu Shagirsh, it said, talks in our Mishnah about the Metzias of your wife who divorced, right? Mechtesi. Of course the Metzias of your wife who divorced goes to the wife. Why should you get anymore? She's not your wife anymore. So because of this reason, since he owes her from Mizonis until the last cent, she says that she doesn't get anything. Okay, she's got on the base. Matsushikov found lost documents. And it has guarantees of real estate in the document, don't give it back because they're going to collect. The chazim doesn't have guarantees of real estate. Yasser, then can give it back to the loser, meaning the malvin. The shame basically for a man, because if there's no responsibility written into the document, a guarantee written in the document, so then basically anyway not going to collect from the creditor. So credit doesn't lose anything. The debtor doesn't lose anything, but you're giving the document back to the creditor. Maybe signing the creditor will bring proof, in which case you have to bring pay. And the creditor doesn't bring proof, so you don't have to pay. So what difference does it make? So in any event, you can give it back then. Even if it doesn't have a guarantee, the nation basically throwing them in, because Basin does collect from them. And the machlokes, as succinctly put by the Bavli, is Achrayus toy soifer, is Achrayus not toy soifer? Is the omission of Achrayus an inadvertent error, or is it a deliberate omission? If it's an inadvertent error, even if it's not there, there is guarantee on real estate, and that is Chachomim. Ramiro's, though, if it isn't explicitly written, there is no guarantee, and that is, of course, Ramiro says in the previous case that if it doesn't have Achrayus in the Chosim, you're not going to collect from property under lien, from real estate, and therefore it's not a problem giving back the property. Okay? Says Gemara says, now then, I'm not going to even bother reading the Gemara. Gemara's obviously created tremendous havoc among the Mefarshim, because Gersh is totally messed up, makes no sense. Even a Skorial doesn't really make sense, but it makes better sense. So what I had to do in order to make this work is to change this Skorial slightly in order to make it conform with logic. And this is the way I want to read to you the first few lines, and then we'll stop. The first five lines you read like this. Tani, not all like it says here. Tani, bein b'shtar shtar sheyesh b'achrayis n'chosim, bein shtar she'en b'achrayis n'chosim, whether shtar has the guarantees or not, goyim n'chosim shubari. You can collect from property under lien. Regardless of the stipulations of the shtar in itself allows you to collect from the chosim shvani from property which your debtor sold after you contracted the debt with you. That's chachamim. Rabbi Meir, says, no, Shtash Yesh Bachrayis Nechasim, if the guarantee is written in Koyman Chashbani, they collect from real estate and from property under lien. For Shem Bachrayis Nechasim, we didn't write it in, it's not those sofa, it's not considered an omission, inadvertent, but rather it's a deliberate omission, right? And in that case, in the Koyman Chashim Shubadi, we don't collect from Nechasim, which are under lien. So that's all the first two lines of the Gemara. So that's the case, and we're asked on the third line. If according to Meir, if it doesn't have a chayes in the chasim, you don't collect from it, right? So it'd be at the goodness of the heart of the borrower to pay it up, right? Again, according to Rabbanan, whether it has a guarantee explicitly written in or not, you collect from the chasim Shabbat. According to Rabbi Meir, it's only if his guarantee is written in, you collect from the Chasim Mishubani. If the guarantee is not written in, you don't collect from the Chasim Mishubani. So if that's the case, so and the Mishnah says, he had a corner of Mary, give it back. Why do you give it back? If there's no right to the Chasim, what good does it do to it? He can't collect out of it. He's contingent on the goodness of the heart of the borrower, what good does the Shtar give him? So says Mora, you know why he gives it back to him? Lays Dora Masir, lots of Pitzluchisa. Because he needs a bottle cap. So this is a good bottle cap. Technically speaking, you should get the star back, even though it's useless and unnecessary and meaningless. So that's why he gets it back. Lots of pizuchi. So that's so quite a rabbanan. You don't give the star back because the star could be effective in court. And now we don't want it to be effective because it's a question where it came from. According to our mayor, if the star doesn't have a chayes in the chasim, so there was a chayes left to the sofer. It wasn't just an omission of the sofer left out inadvertent, but it was deliberate. So therefore, in that case, where there's no chayes in the chasim written, you're not going to collect anything. Anyway, you can give it back to him and he'll use it as a corp. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.
So in this case, it is worth the piece of
the paper. Right, the paper is written.